Welcome to Shorttake. Max von der Gröben is an acclaimed actor. His national and international much-lauded films and series include the three extremely successful Sack Me Shakespeare, aka Fuck You Goethe films, feature films Our House and Hinterland, and TV series The Interpreter of Silence, aka Deutsches Haus. Max is also a talented voice actor. We talked to him via video call for this interview. Hi, Max.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast Short Take is meant to give our listeners a quick but better idea of you and your work.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. We're going to ask you 18 questions, some personal, some less so. There's no need to overthink the answers. Let's just have some fun.
All right.
And if you're ready.
Let's go.
How would you describe your current mood in three words?
Optimistic. Satisfied, but kind of agitated.
Okay, interesting combination.
Yeah.
What is your favorite way to spend time?
So my most favorite way to spend time, like not just having a perfect Sunday, sitting in the sun, reading a book and drinking a cappuccino, which is already pretty perfect.
True.
But it doesn't get any better than sitting on the beach of my favorite island, the sunset, just watching the endless ocean, surrounded by family and friends, having a couple of beers, maybe someone is playing the guitar. Doesn't get any better.
Does sound very good. Do you have a guilty pleasure?
I guess some of my preferred music genres would fall under the category of guilty pleasure.
Interesting.
Namely Schlager.
Ooh, okay, nice.
Yeah, but I'm actually speaking more of the old ones or older ones like Udo Jürgens or also Reinhard May, which isn't really Schlager, but I think you get the idea.
Yeah, I get the idea. What is the favorite job you've done? And it doesn't necessarily have to be acting, film related at all.
Since I'm in that industry more or less for over 20 years now, I've actually only done acting or acting related work, meaning audio drama or dubbing and stuff like that. But if I had to pick one project, I think I have to go with the Sack Me Shakespeare or Fuck You Goethe in German series, just because we really became a film family and we shared so many special moments shooting in Thailand, and yeah, that was quite something.
Which real life or fantasy talent would you like to have?
I think I'd love to be able to, if I want to, to remember everything I read just once.
Okay.
And also not just remember, but also understand.
Yeah.
For imagine you'd read a science book and you would get everything right away and also remember it. And besides that, it would also help me learning my lines.
True.
Knowledge is power. And so that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, true. What is your favorite movie or TV series related memory? And maybe also as an audience member.
It is theater, not movies, but I think that might be fine as well.
Fair enough.
There's one theater visit. I was with my family. I was a teenager here in my hometown, Cologne. And we saw Casimir and Caroline by Udo von Horváth. And I was just fascinated by the performance of Markus John and also Lina Beckmann. And I really think it was then when I realized, damn, I want to do that. I want to become an actor.
What is the last book you read or maybe still read?
Actually, currently I'm reading Thomas Mann Buddenbrooks.
Ooh.
Yes, because next year it's his anniversary, 150 years after his birth. And so I'm doing a little Thomas Mann year for myself.
Okay.
And after a few short stories and novels like Death in Venice, I'm now with the Buddenbrooks.
Do you have a favorite hero or heroine from literature?
Yeah, the thing is, I'm trying to read all, or well, you can't read all of them, but I'm trying to read a lot of the classic literature. Mm-hmm. And so this is where my hero is coming from. I go with Don Quixote. I don't know, I'm not completely identifying with him, but I like his thirst for adventure, and he's brave, he's open-minded, and obviously a little crazy. Okay, oh wait, no, I'm actually looking at my bookshelf right now.
Okay.
And maybe I just pick Harry Potter. Yeah, I like the books as well as the movies.
Yeah, I mean, the movies are still hold up, most of them, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what is the next, possibly German, TV series or film that you can't wait to watch? And yes, you can plug your own work.
I really enjoyed watching The Zweiflers, the first episode. And I think they are about to shoot a second season. I hope so.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, that would be very nice. And Aaron was actually on this podcast as well.
I shot with Aaron. For the Interpreter of Silence,
yes.
In Deutsches Haus.
Yeah.
I like him. He's a cool guy.
Yeah. He mentioned that he was writing his own script, so I'm not sure what happened to that. But
then I'm excited for that as well.
I'm waiting to hear what's happening with that. And which maybe German upcoming or already established talent would you recommend our listeners to watch out for?
Brings me back to the Interpreter of Silence.
Yes.
That's not an insider tip at all, because she was just our last Berlinale shooting star. But still, I love Katharina Stark.
Yeah.
I think we can expect a lot from her. Yeah, she's just phenomenal.
That's very true. And she was also on this podcast. So.
That's a sign.
We're going back to you. Mm-hmm. What do you like most about yourself?
I think I have a good sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
At least I like it. And I like that I'm ambitious.
Mm-hmm. And what do you dislike about yourself?
I'm always running late.
Okay,
it's,
I can relate to that.
It's ridiculous and also annoying. It does get better.
Yeah, no, I know. It's always, it's like the academic 15 minutes for me.
Yeah, usually. Exactly.
So, I mean, I am sort of on time, but not on time.
Yeah, I think if you're late on a regular basis, then it's not late anymore.
That's
because
true.
People can relate to that.
Exactly.
Or rely on that, yeah.
Yeah. Which random thing makes you happy?
When I see random people on the streets interact with each other, nicely, obviously. Yeah. Like holding the door or carrying heavy luggage for older people or just having a quick conversation, maybe something funny. I don't know. I like that. And I don't necessarily have to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just nice to see.
Do you have a life motto or maybe a motto in general?
Kind of. It's not like a real common saying. Well, actually it is, because one huge brand made it for themselves. However, it's just do it.
Okay.
Because sometimes, I don't know, you don't feel like doing this or that, you're too tired, or you don't want to go to sports, or don't want to read or learn or whatever. It will always come to that moment where you don't feel like doing that, and you just got to do it.
Okay.
Which is easier to say than to actually do, but still.
That's true, because I think we, as humans, we tend to think like, oh, well, you know, this or that has to be this way, and then I can start. It's like, it's never going to be the perfect moment.
Exactly.
And we're already at the last question, which, I don't know, might be a little bit weird or tricky for you to answer. I don't know. Who would play you in a film or series about your life?
I think even though it doesn't make any sense, because he's way older than me, I'd like to see Leonardo DiCaprio.
Okay.
Just because I love his acting and I think he'd do a great job.
Absolutely. And it's more about the essence. It's not so much about the, you know, like age or looks or anything.
Yeah. Okay. Then it's got to be him.
Okay. Perfect answer for the last question. And that was it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Max. It was a pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Short Take is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.